from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Drilled in the air. It's got a chance. Get out the tape measure for Ian Happ. All the way on to Waveland Avenue.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
What I love about Ian is very dedicated and serious about his craft.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And Happ makes a great catch up against the left field fence.
And that robs a home run.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Let's take the judge. 732 slug. Seven. 732 slug. I should repeat that one more time. That's a 732 slug. That slug is, I believe, right in line or high. It's higher than league average OPS. His slug is higher than league average OPS.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Yeah, I'd advise probably not looking at Aaron Judge stats because they kind of. It would make me miserable if I, because there's never, I don't get it. It's, some of that stuff just feels like he's kind of broken baseball and maybe at least some individual baseballs he's done some damage to as well. Ian Happ joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. He's on Twitter at IHAP_1. I'm blaming the Taylor Swift candle ceremony. So walk us through this. Apparently, the first Taylor Swift candle ran out, and then there was a ceremony to transfer the mojo to a new candle before yesterday's game?
I didn't hear about that, actually.
I heard it during the game. Taylor McGregor said that there was a big concern because they were marking off the wins with a Sharpie on the first Taylor Swift candle, but the magic didn't carry over to this one. Man, baseball.
We can blame Danny Mueller for that, Ben. He's the head of candles and counts his office, so he's got to figure that one out and get a candle that works.
Ian, what's it like that you guys went through a stretch of 10 games where you were averaging 10 runs a game? What's that like as a collective?
Yeah, I think for the offense as a whole, that's an exciting, you know, stretch of games. Obviously, to do it on a road trip and a long road trip at that was pretty impressive. I think we did a really good job of getting to starters, but also adding on, continuing to create space for ourselves in those games, and making it easy on the bullpen. So, you know, the one in Pittsburgh where we came back was obviously a really, really exciting game. But a lot of those games, you know, we were just kind of pulling away. And that's what good offenses do.
When the bottom of the order hits, it just changes everything. And it makes it feel so relentless where if you're a pitcher, you're like, all right, well, I didn't get Amaya out. I can't get Christian Bethencourt out. He's slugging 806, by the way, as a Cub. And then all of a sudden, here come the big dogs again. And it just has to be a miserable experience to be a pitcher when those guys at the bottom are driving the car.
Yeah, that's as an offense when you can put 9 competitive at-bats on a pitcher every time through the lineup. You know, it just makes it exhausting and so challenging. And that was one of the biggest things, you know, not only for that road trip, but for the last month, you know, there's just been really, really good at bats 1 through 9. You know, bottom of the order has been really hot with Dansby and Pete and the catching position. And you know, makes it easier on all of us. You know, I get a chance to hit with runners scoring position a bunch, and know, when I get on base, then we got Bush and Saya and Belly coming up. It's a really deep lineup right now. And even last night, we had great at bats. You know, we had chances, put up some runs, you know, in that game against some good pitching. And so, you know, look to just continue that momentum. You know, sometimes you have a game like last night that gets away from you a little bit and you feel like you're in control of it and you lose, and it's about bouncing back and, you know, winning today and keeping the mojo rolling.
Well, the fact that you guys are still obviously like in contention here in September is a bit of a victory, because there were times where it felt like there was the 500 hump. Then you guys got over that. How would you describe the overall feeling inside the clubhouse right now with you guys playing meaningful baseball in September?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a while people were asking us about, you know, how do you get back into this? How do you approach this? And it maintains the same. You got to go one game at a time, one series at a time, and you really have to continue winning series. And that's all you can think about. So, you know, we lose last night, you know, got a chance to even the series today, and then go get it on Wednesday. So it's a lot of the same. You know, we're doing a really good job on that road trip, winning the first game of the series and being able to be in a position to kind of be in control of it. And we've done this a lot throughout the course of the year. We'll bounce right back from a tough loss and just take it one series at a time as we kind of work through September.
You hearing anything about Justin Steele's health?
You know, I know he's been dealing with a little bit of discomfort, and he wants to be out there every single day. I know he'll get that right and be able to, you know, help us down the stretch here. I think just giving him a week off, or, you know, one start off to get his body right and get back in shape. I think, you know, he's been so good for us, and we want him at the top of his game.
Last week, Dan and I were sitting here during a break, and we were talking about Pete Armstrong, I think. And I think that's why I pulled up the war leaders for the Cubs, because I think Pete at the time was at 1.9, but there you were at 3.3, and now you're at 3.5. So for this run that you've been on and where you could end up as far as your career, what would you say has been a major factor in the success that you've had this season offensively?
You know, it's a lot of the same principles, a lot of the same things that I've, you know, always believed in. You just hit the ball hard, get in the air, and continue to have good at-bats, not be afraid to walk and work deep in counts and get on base. You know, there's a lot of things that have been good all year with some tough batted ball luck. And last week or two, the batted ball luck has been there, and you just continue to push and keep doing the same things, not getting away from your approach because of the results, and keep trusting that process. You know, I think a lot of the same things last year had really, you know, really good at bats, really hard hit balls in the air, and some bad batted ball luck. And you keep working through it and getting yourself to a place where, you know, you're confident and trusting what you're going out there with every day. And you know, it's been a nice stretch, and just continue to believe in that process.
How intense has it felt as the schedule gets shorter? Every game kind of means more now because there's fewer of them left. And Craig Counsell's got a reputation that people refer to Craig Timber as being this being his time. And I'm just wondering, do you notice any difference in him? Is his message any different, or is it just steady as she goes?
That's one of the most impressive things about Counts. He's as steady as they come. He's the same guy every day. His demeanor doesn't change. His attitude in the clubhouse doesn't change. We were going through tough stretches. He was the same exact guy as he is during a, you know, 9-1 road trip or whatever, the 8-1 road trip. So he's impressive in that way. It really, you know, permeates the clubhouse, just his ability to stay even, stay in the same place. And I think we have a lot of veteran players that that also work in that way. You know, that, like I said, it's taking it one game, one series at a time, and being really stubborn to that, not getting ahead of yourself. You know, it's easy. We saw it last year. We were in a position where we were up with a week left to play, and things got away from us. You know, that's there's a lot that happens in the last month, but also in the last week and 2 weeks of baseball. So just staying as consistent with that approach of one game, one series, and kind of living in the moment and not getting ahead of yourself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But what are those, the lessons that are to be learned there from specifically from what the last 3 weeks of the season was like for you guys? Is that even a discussion that the group has, or is that for each individual?
No, I think it's for each individual. I think what you learn is that there's a lot left. And I think what we learned as Clubhouse is that belief that we had in our group through July, through August, that, you know, even when things weren't looking great and we were struggling, that there's a ton of baseball left and that we had the team and the ability to get back in the race. And so I think that kind of gave us confidence to keep going and understanding that we have a group that's capable. And you know, there's plenty of baseball left right now. And so, you know, one tough loss in the beginning of September or something like what happened last night, you know, it's not going to derail this group. We understand that it's just getting back on the horse and going again.
Baseball always reminds you that so many things happen in bunches. And it was really, I want to say in some context, that was a historic offensive run that you guys were on, that no Cubs team had done that, scoring the way that you did with that kind of that prolific run production. And it always makes you crazy because you wish there's some days where it's like the spigot turns off. And you can't bank runs. You can't save runs. People sit in the press box and say, well, instead of getting 14 today, why don't you save a few of these for tomorrow? And the nature, part of it, when we say the cliches of one game at a time, these are very self-contained outcomes. Every game is so different. How far along do you get into a game when you settle and you say, oh, it's going to be one of these, or it's going to be one of these, to kind of know what you're dealing with?
Yeah, I think it can change on a dime. It's amazing the way the sport works. You know, you get one relief pitcher in there that's struggling and it can completely flip the game. Or, you know, you get to the starter and their bullpen guys come out and they're locked down. And, you know, that's the beauty of the game and also the frustrating part. I think the frustrating part for fans in the middle of the season when the offense wasn't clicking, was what's going on. And now, you know, you have a stretch where you score, I think it was 99 in 10 games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's it, things will normalize. Guys will, you know, have their years in the back of the baseball card or show up. It's not always linear. It's not always perfect, but it's a really nice stretch for our offense. And, you know, it gives us a lot of confidence going into the rest of the month.
It is Tuesday. Dinger dollars. You know, we got some work to do, Ian. We got to get some people some coffee and get the Cubs some wins.
Yeah, we had a really nice August of Dinger Dollars and sending out quite a few to the Home Run Club Connect Roaster. So hopefully we can have another really good August and get people a bunch of Dinger Dollars to spend moving forward.
All right, go get them and keep up this. If you keep up this pace, things are going to be real good.
That's exactly right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs.
It's been fun watching the Cubs battle their way back into this thing.
Kind of.
I mean, you went through the numbers on Thursday.
They're better.
It's what, a 7% chance now, maybe?
I think
for them to make the playoffs.
Before last night, they were. Let's check the playoff odds. Currently have the Cubs at 3.9%.
Oh, no. So the loss yesterday was huge as far as percentages go. As yes. Sarah Langs would say, wee!
Join 670 The Score at Rally House in Wrigleyville this Thursday, September 5th, as Matt Spiegel and Afternoon Show will be doing...
There is Matt Spiegel on Afternoon Show.
He will be doing Afternoon Show from 2 to 6 p.m. Stop in to win prizes.
Football team will be there as well.
Shop for all things game day. Visit Rally House, rallyhouse.com, to find the location nearest you. We have High Noon coming up next. I have an old story with a twist.
With a twist.
A twist.
I have a way to generate revenue that I didn't think of, and I don't know if the Bears do this, but they should. But maybe when they get their own stadium, because then they could take all of the money. I'll explain next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.